break down your expenses and what you need to get paid. We do a 40%. 5% is going to be our marketing, Facebook ads, Wedding Wire, The Knot. 20% is going to go into a big old taxes folder, and the associate walks away with 30%.
You're listening to the Build and Bloom podcast with host Jessica Whitaker, an educator of film and digital photography to beginners, both in workshops across the globe and online. Creator of the Build and Bloom group on Facebook, one of the largest and most engaged photography communities with over 60,000 members, and founder of nonprofit Sister Sister, a monthly networking group for young women in media. Jessica Whitaker cuts the fluff and will help you to grow your photography business with practical, actionable tips in every episode. If you're ready for a roadmap to a better personal and professional balance, then Build and Bloom podcast will help encourage, empower, and educate you to not only build your dream business, but sustain it. And now, here's your host, Jessica Whitaker.
This podcast episode is brought to you by my Business Basics class. I teach you the 8 essential steps to get your business legal and legit so you can watch it bloom. You'll learn the basics of what is an LLC and the first steps to opening one up, opening a business bank account, how to find an accountant, what is bookkeeping and how can you do it yourself to save some money, what contracts and legal documents to consider and where you can buy them, the starting point for saving for your retirement, how to find a financial advisor, and where to start looking for business insurance. When you avoid getting all these ducks in a row, you are risking getting sued, paying more in taxes, and missing out on turning your income into more money. Head to jessicawhitaker.co/businessbasics to enroll. Thanks again to myself for sponsoring my podcast episode. Hey, photographer, Jessica Whitaker here. Welcome to the Build and Bloom Photography Podcast. In this episode, we are joined by guest Kelsey of Honeybee Weddings, and she is going to be talking to us about what an associate program is in wedding photography, how to know when you're ready for one, or how you, as a photographer, might be a great fit to be somebody's associate. If you haven't heard of the term associate photographer, it's pretty common in the wedding industry. It means that you can expand your business in a way by taking in talented photographers to work under your business. They shoot weddings for you so that you can say yes to more wedding clients without having to be the one to shoot every wedding. Kelsey is an acclaimed elopement photographer capturing photo and video across the world. Her elopement photography business makes multiple six figures yearly, and she has 3 incredible associate photographers working for her brand. Kelsey is going to be teaching 6 steps you're ready for an associate, and then the 5 steps to take for hiring. She's even going to be breaking down pricing for us, sharing an example of a $6,000 package. So what percentage goes to associates, what goes to profit, taxes, everything. If you're a photographer who is booking a lot of weddings and you want to find even more ways to expand your business when your calendar is maxed out, you should definitely consider bringing on associates. Even if you're new in the industry, associate photographers can be a goal that you can build to long before you feel the burnout. So one of the hardest parts of an associate brand is knowing exactly how to position your team in a way that couples will trust them and want to work with someone other than you. Kelsey's here to walk you through her pricing techniques, the inquiry phone calls, and the back-end process to help set up photographers and the couples for success. This will be a replay from a training in the Build and Bloom Photography Facebook group. If you're not a member of the Facebook group, I would love for you to join. It's kind, encouraging, and inclusive. Totally free to join. Just search up Build and Bloom on Facebook groups.
Oh my gosh, Jessica, this has been like such a long time coming and I'm so excited to chat with you. It's been really just a crazy journey for me with the associates. And again, my name is Kelsey. Love to introduce myself. My husband and I have a, you know, Jessica said, an elopement photography business and videography. So we're kind of traveling all over the place, but we just were kind of at this point where we needed to expand, and, you know, associates was just the perfect fit for us. So really looking forward to diving in more.
What's an associate? What does that even mean?
Yes. Yeah. So an associate, for those who don't know and have just like been shooting by themselves, it's basically another little human photographer who's super talented, who you book through your brand to shoot weddings and elopements when you are not present. So it takes a lot of trust. If you guys are feeling a little like anxiety about, you know, letting go of that control and things like that, I hear you, like, preach. So we'll be talking through that quite a bit.
Amazing. And how many associates do you guys currently have?
We have three currently. And that's always like a pro tip that I always recommend is having at least two, even if you're just starting out, just so, you know, if that associate needs to move on or like scheduling difficulties, you always have someone to fall back on because there is nothing worse, you know, than needing to scramble and find someone in a pinch.
And do they handle, I know we're going to get into it in a second, but would associates handle the booking process or are they just coming and shooting the day of?
Yeah. So you're right. We're going to like dive into like what it all looks like and who does what. But at least under our model and that I find works really well is that, you know, me and my expertise can handle the client experience before the wedding and after the wedding. And then our sweet, super talented associate photographer who just loves to create art and photograph, that's what they get to do.
I love that. So if you guys are now feeling, okay, I understand what associate means. It's not as intimidating as what maybe you once have heard before. Or you're a couple of years into your business, but you're still finding that you're really spread thin. Let's get into how an associate can benefit you and your business. So Kelsey, why don't you take it away?
Okay. Nerd alert. I do have some slides. So I'm going to share that with you guys. So if you're slide people, you can watch there. Okay. So I'm going to be talking about six signs that you're ready for an associate photographer and then, you know, next steps, how to build that out. And you guys just jump in if you have any questions. Yeah, Jessica, if you've got any, just hit me up.
I'm going to pull up on Facebook right now to just see if we do have any questions.
Sure.
I'll go through it. Okay.
Sure. Okay. So I wanted to just run by like our quick associate story, just in case anybody relates and is like, yes, that's me. I need an associate. So we had actually started I've been photographing for a really long time, but, you know, a few years ago, we were just kind of at the point where we had created and maintained this pretty successful wedding and elopement business here in Montana and, you know, statewide. So we just had this like really great client experience. It was nailed down. We're getting really great reviews. But I was turning down more weddings than I was booking because I couldn't be in two places at once. And like, it broke my little heart into teeny tiny pieces. Every time I had to be like, nah, girl, can't help you. I'm already booked. And honestly, like I knew that there was the demand there because we were getting all these leads in. And I just didn't want to be leaving all that money on the table. So that's when I decided to start with the associate process. So that's kind of our story. And then just diving in, six signs that you're ready for an associate photographer. The first indicator as to whether you're ready is whether you have enough leads. So you're going to need to have enough leads and bookings to book yourself. And then my just like general rule of thumb was like, if I'm turning down a third of the leads that are coming to me, then there's more demand there and I can absolutely be like adding that on and booking it. That's just my rule of thumb, right? I mean, like, you know, you could do it like a quarter of the leads or half the leads, but as long as you've got more than you are booking because you are busy already. Yeah. The second step for me was automation. I could not like manage another human being, let alone myself, you know, without these like client experience emails and like automated experiences that are repeatable for every couple we have. So we have a CRM, you know, HoneyBook is a good one. We're on Tave, but as long as you've got something that just kind of is able to take some of that admin work out of your brain and scheduled, it makes just all the difference. So highly recommend. The third thing is, you know, for me, it was a really tough battle. Like most of us photographers, I think, love the control that we have over our business, because we start from like the inquiry and getting to know the couple and their story to the day. And then all the way after that. So we have so much control over ourselves and our business. Being able to kind of like surrender some of that control and give some trust to another person is way harder than it sounds. Yeah. So that's just kind of something that, you know, my sweet husband and I, we honestly just kind of had to wrestle with a little bit. But if you have the ability to kind of surrender some of that control and get some trust, that's definitely what you're going to need. Number four is pricing. So we're going to talk a little bit about pricing later and how to kind of break that out a little bit. But basically, like, your prices need to be high enough to sustain you making money on this venture, right? Because that's the whole point from a business standpoint. So we just need to really price your associates appropriately so that you are not only paying someone to photograph a wedding, but you're also getting paid yourself and, you know, covering the expenses and things like that. The fifth sign for me is that you really need to step into a CEO role. So you and your business are a company. So just like any, you know, figure, you know, five figure business, you know, six figure business, any kind of business that anyone's going to want to run, there's roles that we kind of step into. So for you, we're going to need to kind of take a step back and outsource things that we can so that you have more time to do the high level things that you need to do for running more people than just yourself, if that makes sense. So we definitely need to be sure that, like, we might want to outsource our editing so we have more time to process and be in the business instead of working for the business, if that makes sense. And then the sixth thing for me is, like, if you love leadership and teamwork and just building a community, this is where it's at for me. You know, when I was coming up in wedding photography, I craved that mentor and that community, and it was so hard to find. I mean, Jessica, like, you do so great at building this, like, just absolutely supportive and out of this world community. And that's a way for you with an associate program to have your little niche in that. Yeah. You know, like, I'm at the stage of my business where, like, I'm ready to be a mentor and I can, like, give that support. So just kind of creating a space for my associate photographers to, like, hang out. And then we always have weekly meetings. I mean, we, you know, kind of go over all sorts of things. So if you crave and think you can give back in that way, it's a great opportunity for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get down to business. To defeat the Huns, very Disney focused up in here. So I just want to talk about, and Jessica kind of, we glazed over this earlier on, but kind of like, who does what, and like, what do you take care of as the business owner? And then what does our associate take care of? So I'm going to break it down for what we do. Every, you know, associate company is different and you would need to find, like, that sweet spot for you. But this is, yeah. So this is how we roll. So with my process, it starts with me pre-wedding. The associate takes over for the wedding and I do the post-wedding. So basically all the client experience, both before and after the day, I have control over that. So the inquiry comes in, I'm on the phone being all obnoxious and talking with our couples, all the way through, like, super helpful, you know, inquiry emails and the informational emails, getting them booked, picking what package is perfect for them. Once they book, then, you know, they get drip emails about, you know, helpful tips for their wedding leading up to their day, talking about albums and timeline. Location scouting is a big one, especially for you sweet little elopement photographers out there. So I usually market it where it's like, hey, you not only get stuck with me beforehand with all my expertise on, you know, elopement location scouting, but you also get this super talented little human to do the wedding. And they're, like, super artistic. They love taking photos. And then you deal with me once again for the sneak peeks, the editing, the albums, and everything after. Amazing. So yeah. I mean, it's just kind of fun to market it as a team.
Yeah. It kind of, it gives them, it's a different experience than if it was, it seems so, I love how you are still handling everything before and after, but because you are not shooting the day of, that allows you to go and shoot another wedding. So on the same Saturday, you have two clients that you're working with, but you only have to physically be there for one of the two.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it allows me to have, you know, prime wedding Saturdays that are like 20, 25K days. And I can do that because I can have my team out. Yeah, you're right. I mean, if it were just me, you know, we would just be stuck with whatever our package price is.
Yeah.
But I can just do so much more. Yeah. Now that I've got the team. So it's nice to just kind of be able to be in two places at once and serve all these couples.
Yeah.
While at the same time, like, really scaling your business.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. Okay. I've got more. Always, like, always more. You just like jump in. I know, like, I talk a lot, so I'm happy to hear from you, Jessica. So we're going to talk a little bit about next steps and just kind of how you set yourself, your clients, and your associates for success. It's a double-edged sword, right? Because if you are at the point in your business that it is growing so much, like, that's a happy problem. Like, we are happy to be here with you. But at the same time, you have to entrust your business and reputation to another photographer. And that is something that, I mean, you know, raise your hand if you're just like, ooh, like, you're just kind of like feeling that deep in your, you know, deep in your soul, that's anxiety inducing for you. So we'll talk through a little bit about how we can help with that. So the first and foremost step, and I will preface that, you know, finding the right person might take a minute, and that's okay. Like, it's worth the wait. Because the last thing you want to do is step in and hire someone kind of out of desperation when it's not the right fit. So usually, I mean, and at least for me, like, my first associate was someone I had already worked with before. So take a look at your networks. You might be looking at an assistant who has worked for you before, a second shooter who has worked for you before, friend photographers, you know, like, they're probably out there. So lean on them and ask around, see if anyone is open. And just, you know, you just got to kind of go from there. I will say that I've had several associates who stay a long time, but I've also had associates with a really high turnover rate. Because usually, you know, like, they're not doing this full time in my experience, usually, right? Like, they probably have a full-time job or, you know, part-time job, and then they have their photography business on the side, just due to, you know, if they were wanting to run a business, they would be running their own. So just kind of keep that in mind. Like, if you have turnover, like, don't worry. And as I said, like, the pro tip earlier, like, having more than one will definitely, like, ease those anxieties a bit too about their availability.
And it's a great way to, if even for those who are watching, who are thinking, oh, wait, I kind of want to be an associate photographer, this is a great way to be able to still do what you love the day of the wedding. But if you don't have the capacity to deliver the client experience with the before and after, because you do have a full-time job or a part-time job, this is a great way to still be able to run your business. But all you have to do, kind of like why so many of us love to do second shooting, you just have to show up and shoot.
Right. No, Jess, you, yeah, hit the nail on the head. That is totally right. Like, if I could, I mean, I don't know, like, I think associate shooting is so fun. Like, if I could do it more, I would. Just because it's only on that one day, you really just get to do what you enjoy on the art side.
Yeah.
And you're done. I mean, you're just getting paid for one day, basically. Yeah. And it's amazing. Like, if I were to do that and just load it up, like, you could make so much money as an associate.
Yeah.
Like, on a per hour basis.
This episode of the Build and Bloom podcast is brought to you by Contractista, my favorite resource for lawyer-drafted photography contracts. Head to jessicawhitaker.co/photographycontracts and use the code BUILDBLOOM15 at checkout for 15% off lawyer-drafted legal documents. Contractista is your one-stop shop for attorney-drafted legal documents for entrepreneurs. Actually, not only are they attorney-drafted by a business and intellectual property attorney, but they're also peer-reviewed by attorneys with over 30 years of experience in contract drafting for multinational corporations. Anyways, Contractista actually has bundles specific for photographers that cover portrait photography contracts, wedding photography contracts, plus some legal disclosures that you have to put on your website. Just like you have to have car insurance to drive a car, you have to have attorney-drafted contracts for your clients and websites to run a business. Head to jessicawhitaker.co/photographycontracts. And protect yourself from that just in case. And you can use the code BUILDBLOOM15 at checkout for 15% off. That's jessicawhitaker.co/photographycontracts.
Okay, number two. This is the least sexy portion of associate photography business, but it's so important to create the training materials and starting with your brand and your why and what your client experience is really about. Who your main client really is and your, you know, brand philosophies and style. Without this information, photographers will just kind of not have a direction to follow and they won't know who they're doing this for. So yeah. I would really like dial into who your main client is and why you do what you do and like why you're put on this earth basically, and just message that thoroughly to your sweet little photographers. You know, and of course, like image style and photography style, that's, you know, obviously something that we need to kind of align on. Perfect world, when you hire your associate, they kind of have that to begin with, yeah. so that you're not, you know, not starting from ground zero. But I always have, it's a little web page that goes through every aspect of the wedding day and sample photos of what our work looks like. And then just, you know, little text blurbs about like, perfect world, our f-stop is this, and don't go any higher on our ISO than this. And, yeah. you know, it's just helping them out throughout the day. We also have checklists. So pre-wedding checklists, which would mean like, do you have your timeline that I will provide for you? Do you have your family photo list that I will provide for you? You know, that sort of thing. And then the post-wedding checklist is like, how do you call your images? How do you send it to our editor? And what I need from you after the wedding day. So super helpful to have those.
That is so amazing. And how much time do you think people should allocate to building all this out? Is it kind of like a weekend project?
It was way more than that for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, and this is something that I always just kind of keep working on because it can never yeah. be, you know, too thorough. But if you can even set aside like 3 weeks, I mean, you know, like don't just do that, right? Like don't sleep and do this. But in your life, just kind of like really build it out. Cause the more thorough you can be, like it will help you. And again, like it's not sexy. Like it's not like really fun.
It's something that's really vital to making sure that the work is consistent, so that when somebody looks at a gallery from an associate versus one that you shot, they're not able to tell the difference.
Absolutely. Yep. That's 100%. And it makes it easier for you when you go to hire your next one. So you do this one time, right? Like you make these documents and make these, I usually make them videos sometimes, like training videos. Okay. So then when you have that turnover, when you have to hire someone else, it's like easy. Here's all the stuff. Like, let me know if you have any questions. And it's like, you know, really quick. So you're not spending all the time.
Do you go over with them in this or a different part about like what to wear, even what kind of language to use, to not use?
Yes.
Is that in the training material or is that in a different section?
No, it's in the training. Yeah. I made a little video about like client experience and a lot of it is in there. So, you know, we talk about attire. We talk about like our alcohol drinking policies, lack of, right? I mean, we do language, we do professionalism, what that kind of looks like, all of that stuff. And then of course we have resources too. So it's like, if you ever face, you know, this situation, just for instance, we have a zero tolerance, like harassment policy, and it's in our contract with all of our couples. And so that is outlined in that video. That's like, hey, if you are feeling harassed by groomsmen, if you're, you know, if you like get anything, talk to the couple and this is what you say.
Yeah.
Just to make sure they're just fully prepared. Cause I just want a safe and, you know, enjoyable workspace for them.
Yeah. That's amazing. And do you interview them like on, like, do you meet up with your associate before and your, what's like an interview process like, to see if they're a good fit for you?
Yeah, that's a great question. One of my first, like the most important questions I ask on an interview, and we do Zoom, or if they're, you know, in town, we do that. Montana is very spread out. So I've got associates all over the state, which is great. We usually do like a little coffee Zoom date, but one of the best questions I've had or that I ask that's really interesting is, of all the people I've interviewed, and we're talking to a lot of people, why should I hire you? And it's really one that, I mean, it's a tough one to answer. but it's just one that will really get them, because you want someone who knows your why and who knows your company. If you get a photographer and you're like, hey, why do you want to work for Honeybee Weddings? And they're like, I like to photograph weddings. That's not enough. Right? Like, we want them to really identify with your style and what you are trying to portray, you know, first and foremost. So even finding someone who connects with that why and connects with your passion is just so important. And, you know, some of those photography skills, you can teach that, but you can't always teach those personal skills.
Yeah, that's really good advice.
Yeah, just, I mean, ask the tough questions. Like, there's a lot of silence that leads after that question, but that's usually my biggest indicator. And just whether they are coachable and moldable a little bit. Yeah. So, and then as far as meeting up beforehand, yeah, we've got like kind of a series of meetings before the wedding day. So we go over the timeline in detail, the family photo list, any details I've gathered about the wedding from the couple we go over. And then it's usually like 3 days out. I do kind of an optional meeting, like, hey, if you want to talk and like want to pump you up, I'm here for you. If you'd rather just focus on the day, you can do that too. Yeah. Very high touch. And then usually in the wedding season, me and all of the associates have weekly meetings just to kind of hash out like, hey, how was it?
Yeah.
Tell me what help you need. Like, it's just kind of that community building part. It's really open forum, but it's really helpful. Okay. Then we got to make it legal, obviously. And you, yeah. And again, like Jessica, she's got so many great, really great resources for this. But just like really quick, concise list here. You need a 1099. They are contractors. They're not employees. So I use QuickBooks for all of that sort of thing. And it's really super helpful, but ask Jessica, cause she knows all about those things. Assigned independent contractor contract. Okay. Always have a contract before you send your photographer anywhere. I got mine. It's a template. I got mine from the legal page. You can get yours, you know, I mean, I'm not a lawyer, so I can't speak to any of that. But it's super helpful. So you can be clear on what their responsibilities are and what your responsibilities are. I'm usually really clear about image usage. So whether they can use it on social media or not, whether they can use their images on their website, that sort of thing, whether they can publish them under their name to like a publication, just be real clear in your contract, what you're good with and what you're not. And then I always make sure that they have property and liability insurance, which you should as well. But as long as they have it, they're more, you know, it's just better coverage on the wedding day. And then, you know, you just build trust and value. So website, social media, consult calls. Every time you have a client interface with these people, like tell them how awesome they are, tell them how much value they bring and put it everywhere. So people know that you're a team.
Yeah.
Build it that way. Yeah.
How would you, maybe that goes into the next one. So tell me if this is something you're going to cover, but how do you, if you're shifting, especially to expanding into associates, how would you tell an inquiry, hey, I'm not available on this date, but somebody from my team is.
Yep. I mean, that's basically exactly it. Like if you have the website and the social media all set up already that you have a team, then it's not such a shock when you get people on the phone and they're like, oh, what? So making sure that it's just kind of everywhere is super helpful. So then like your website and your social can kind of tell that story for you. But when the consult calls come in, I'm usually like, hey, I've got quite a few options for you. Like I'm unavailable. Me and Jake aren't available, but we have this awesome teammate photographer who will take excellent care of you. And, you know, this way you got a team working for you. So you're stuck with, you know, like I said, you're stuck with me for all the like super like expertise stuff leading up to the day.
Yeah.
And then we'll, you know, pass the baton off to our photographer.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah. It's super fun. And then usually what you have to do, and this kind of dives into your question a little bit too, Jessica, like you got to restructure your offerings so that what you offer is different than what our associate offers. So that's also something that it's like, you're not only offering the choice of like you versus associate. I find it so helpful to give them a choice of like, hey, if this is what you need and this being like all that and a bag of chips, all-inclusive wedding album, full coverage, videography, image slideshows, like all the goodies, that's this. And then if you want something a little more basic and we're a little more like budget conscious, this is the place to be. And usually how I like message that is like, hey, I really believe that elopements are for everyone and everyone should have access to this. Because of that, we have this like kind of lower cost offering and this is the associate. And this is how we do it.
That's really awesome. That's a great way too, if you're starting to book these higher priced weddings, let's say for instance, like 7K, but your client has the budget of like 3K or 2,500, or even if you're starting to book 5K weddings, but somebody wants to work with you, but they have a lower budget, you know, it's a lower price point, then you can still have that offering to have that experience, but where you're not taking a hit, where, you know, you also have the ability to still focus on these higher price points, but still serving the clients who have a different budget than what you're currently operating in.
100%. Yeah, 100%. I mean, and just as I would just only recommend that you don't like that the only differentiation is in the photographer, because that usually just leads our couple to be like, oh, I'm just kind of getting the second best. Like, you know, like no one wants that. So right. Just packaging it so that your packages speak for itself too. And you add extra special value to your package and what you can deliver. Yeah. But you're so right. Yeah. You're so right.
Cause that's like my thought is you don't want them to think, okay, well, I'm not actually getting Jessica. I'm getting an associate, but there's not a difference other than the photographer. Mm-hmm. I love that. I think that's really important.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I mean, I learned that lesson the hard way because I started it like that. And I just kind of, after several calls, I was just like, it's just icky. And it was tough for me to sell. And when it's tough for you to sell, then like, you know, you need to restructure. Yeah. So we ended up doing, so Jake and I do photo and video. Mm-hmm. That's our thing. If you wanted just photo, then this is what the associate is for. We do not offer photo only packages.
Okay. Gotcha.
So that's the difference for us. But I think for, you know, photographers that just do photography, like it would be like wedding albums or in-person sales or, you know, fun little image slideshows or extra quick sneak peeks, right? I mean, like insert or like, you know, add-ons even, like if you want to do adventure sessions or boudoir empowerment sessions, that would be a place for your package, and then just kind of really minimize your packages for your associate.
This podcast episode is brought to you by HoneyBook. HoneyBook is a client management program. You are able to have your client submit their inquiry form on your website and have this system automate the entire booking process. So once you get that client inquiry, they're popped at the top of your funnel and booked hands-free. So now instead of the cycle of responding to inquiries manually, answering the questions, following up with ghosted clients, you know the drill. This process should now take you 10 minutes because it is automated. So before we get back to the episode, let's talk about getting paid. Another feature I love is that you can set up a payment schedule with your clients, and HoneyBook will automatically remind them that the payment is almost done and it will invoice them. I love that you can set up various payment schedules with your clients. You can break it down by percentage, exact amount, and HoneyBook will do all the math for you. It will automatically remind them when payments are due or about to be due, and it will invoice them. So there's no more back and forth for you trying to track down that final payment. You can head to jessicawhitaker.co/honeybook to snag a free trial with no credit card required to set up. And if you love it, you'll get 50% off your first year. That's jessicawhitaker.co/honeybook.
So speaking of pricing, I've broken it down just a little bit. This is our model because, you know, like we say, like if you don't break down your expenses and what you need to get paid, then it ends up being this really kind of high intensive work journey for you, and you're not getting paid enough. So this is kind of our, and again, like you can insert your budget here in the middle, but just kind of keep in mind like where everything is going. So for us, like we do a 40% of the main thing. 5% is going to be our marketing. So, you know, Facebook ads, Instagram ads, Wedding Wire, The Knot, Google Maps, you know, like insert whatever it is you're paying for marketing there. 20% is going to go into a big old taxes folder. So, you know, you're covered and everything at the end of the year. 5% goes to insurance or, you know, any kind of like, if you have travel fees, you know, anything like that, that's kind of your like pocket for that. Mm-hmm. And the associate walks away with 30%. So for our associates, like, they don't really know this breakdown. They don't really know what the total cost of the wedding is. I would just encourage you to do the breakdowns of your expenses and then allocate things appropriately. Because like I say, we want to be able to hire someone who's good at it. So as much as you can put toward the associate, the better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pay them well.
So amazing. Let me pull up YouTube and see if we have any questions here. How do we get a job as an associate to do the art of photography? So how would you find a job as an associate? How would you pitch yourself to photographers in the area?
Yeah, that is a really, really great question. So if you are an established photographer, like you've shot, you know, probably 15 plus weddings, you're ready to be an associate. Okay. So what I would do is I would just make a little like slideshow of my images and like which events I have photographed. This is kind of like a full wedding gallery, what it looks like. And then just go knock on some email inboxes and, you know, drop in some direct messages, DMs, slide into the DMs. I'm so old. Good Lord. Slide into the DMs and just kind of put yourself out there and tell your photographers what you would bring to the table. And what I would want to see if I like, come at me, girl, because if I ever got pitched something like that, I'd be like, yes, I choose you immediately. Like immediately. Cause just the drive that requires is like amazing. Yeah, I would just pitch the value like, hey, I could photograph weddings for you at, you know, a lower rate. I would do it on the like day and, you know, you would take care of all these things. A lot of photographers might not know what associates are. So just be sure, right, to like tell them what it might kind of look like for you in those shoes.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
That's really good. So even if they don't have associates, you can still pitch yourself to bring this to their business.
Right.
That's so good. And what if your editing style doesn't align with them? So you're going to pitch, let's say, 5 photographers. Do you have to have the same editing style as them, or can you pitch anyone that you just would like to work for regardless of style differences, if you can adapt your photography style, your actual shooting style to theirs?
Totally. Yeah. So as it comes to editing, there's 2 answers to that. Firstly, at least with my associates, like no matter what their current editing style is, they're not editing their photos either. So they're sending it to our editor and then we are editing it in our style, right? That being said, when you're pitching yourself to photographers, I would definitely recommend editing your photos in their style just so they have a better visual. Cause I think sometimes it's hard to kind of like peer behind the editing to see what the photography style actually is and if it's a good fit. So yeah, I would definitely just take a little bit of extra time and edit in their style and then pass it along. It just shows so much more ambition and drive and that you're, you know, that you even understand their style too. Cause that's the biggest thing that I want to know. Like, I want to know how an associate photographer can fit with my couples.
Yes. That's really,
yeah.
That's great advice. Cause then you're not limited to just only working with people who have the same style as you. Rather, as long as you can adapt, it's going to open up more opportunities for more jobs for you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It looks like that is, those are like the main questions. If you guys have any other questions, you can always send Kelsey a message, her Facebook page. And then actually a really exciting new offering is linked in the description. Do you want to talk about the offering?
Sure. Yeah. So we're doing a 3-part coaching that we're just opening up for this year to start. And it's such a unique opportunity, I think, for anyone who's wanting to really up level their business, but they're having a hard time with the business and then booking high value weddings that will book them higher value weddings. So what it is the first part, we talk about your images and where you want to go in your business. Just kind of give me a broad scope of your goals. And we kind of work toward that. The second part is, and this is the coolest, I think, you get to come along with a wedding or elopement with us. Yeah. So you don't have to schlep bags. You don't have to schmooze guests. You're just there to get the photos that you can use to build your portfolio. So we've got weddings and elopements in Montana, Iceland, and Spain. So anything that you want to tag along for that, you can do that. And then the third part is at the end, we do a really solid price restructure. And this is invaluable because you get, you know, really one-on-one about what your offerings are and yeah. really tailoring that pricing to you. And if you're talking associates, that would be the time to do that as well.
Gotcha. Oh, that's really good. So if you guys are interested, it's linked in the description box of this YouTube live stream, whether you're watching live or replay. And same thing on Facebook. It's in the description of this Facebook live.
And thank you so much, Jessica, and sweet little Build and Bloom community. It was just so nice to chat with you. And I'm just so excited for you for your next step in your scaling your business. It's just game changer. So exciting. Thank you so much, Jessica, for having me.
What an amazing episode, right? Be sure to check out Kelsey on all of her socials and her coaching. I'll also throw in her associate training guide. Everything will be linked in the show notes as well. I believe in you and I believe in your business. Thanks for listening to the Build and Bloom podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Build and Bloom podcast. If you love the show, leave us a review on iTunes to keep it running. This also helps other photographers to find this free resource. Looking for more? Join over 60,000 photographers in the Build and Bloom Facebook group. Just search for Build and Bloom in Facebook groups to join in the encouraging and empowering community. You can also find Jessica's tutorials and tools on YouTube and Instagram at Jessica Whittaker, and show notes and further resources on her website, jessicawhittaker.co. Thanks for spending time here. Catch you in the next episode.